Some old students of the University of Cape Coast are protesting the suspension of about 22 students for their role in bloody clashes which destroyed property and left several students injured. The incident occurred when two visiting universities clashed at Ugwa Hall during its Hall Week celebration. University of Ghana and KNUST students, as well as students from Atlantic Hall, tried to enter Ugwa Hall, where chanting was underway leading to the disturbances. In a four-page document from alumni of Atlantic Hall, they described the decision by the university as backward and deficient. A member of the group, who is also a former JCR executive, Bernard Kwe, in an interview on Behind the News, said they will be heading to court over the decision by the university body.
The punishment that the university has meted out to these students is very much unfair. That is backward, as we said earlier. And then we expected that a university and an institution of higher learning would have been a lot more proactive in dealing with these issues.
When you say backward, what do you mean?
I think that we just have to appreciate what the background story is. At the time when this thing happened, the leaders of the hall, the JCRC and the planning committee, they indicated their willingness to be part of the investigative processes. Indeed, they were invited to the police station where they wrote down their statement. Despite the fact that they were intimidated, they were cajoled, some of them were starved, they were made to sit on the floor and all of that. They still put down their statement. They wrote what they knew about all what had gone on. Subsequently, the university disciplinary committee sat, and then they invited some of them, not even all these 21 students, were invited to the university disciplinary committee. It came as a huge surprise because for us, we were expecting that a lot more investigation is supposed to go into this. Despite the fact that these students signed a bond to be of good behavior or that to ensure that, I mean, there is peace in this four-week celebration, I mean, they went the extra mile of engaging the office of the dean of students, the hall council, and then even the police in ensuring that the security...
You say you're going to court. On what grounds are you going?
Well, we believe that, first of all, our people have been unfairly treated, apart from the fact that they've not been given a hearing. Some of them have not been given a hearing at all. I mean, per the notice that is out there, the university is telling us that our students are supposed to stay away from the examination centers. They captioned that notice that these people have been rusticated because of various rules that they played in the disturbance that occurred on that day. Now, as I speak to you, nobody is aware what the specific role of these 21 students were. The university has fallen short of telling us that exactly you did this, you did that, and so for this reason, we feel that you... I think that is very much unfair. We all have to come together and then point some of these things out. No, but investigations are still ongoing while students have been rusticated. They have been rusticated, I mean, for an investigation that is ongoing. I don't think...